Good morning. Things are going to be a little different for the month of January. I want to thank the leadership team that comes and meets every other week, that their willingness to try something new and different. It's going to challenge probably each one of them, but God is going to bless it. The fruit of the Spirit is a single fruit. But there's different aspects that we've all read about, we've all heard about, but the leadership team has agreed to share each one doing a different aspect. Some of them are going to tag team. There'll be two doing the same spirit working together. It's going to be, you know, however long it is, and that's okay. And I ask that you listen intently and let them know you love them, because this is not something to come up here, sit, stand, walk around, that is an easy thing to do. Imagine yourself coming up here and doing that, and you get the perspective. So today, and they're not in any particular order other than the order that God has put them in. Because literally when we suggested this idea and talked about this idea, different ones said, yeah, I'd like to do this one, I'd like to do that one. But in the end, they agreed, most of them anyway, I think all, to put the fruit, different aspects in a basket, and we passed it around. So you are going to hear what I believe God intended this person to talk about, the aspect that he chose this individual for. Today we begin that series, and we will go through the month of January. There's some Kleenexes around, because that may or may not be an issue that you may want to have, but that's okay. And just recognize that they're yielding to God's Spirit and their willingness to share aspects. I will open with prayer. Today, Carol will come up, and she will be the one to start. When she is done, Howard will come up and give another aspect today, and then we will go into intercessory prayer. So the message today is actually messages, and that will be that way for the month of January. So if you'd bow your heads. Loving God, in all your glory, Father, Son, and Spirit, we thank you for what you're doing in each one of our lives. I thank you for the willingness of the individual leaders to give and to share what you've put on their hearts. As some are still developing that, be with them in the process. I thank you for today, for Carol and for Howard, and the message that you have given them. And I truly believe that what we hear will be what you want us to hear. It will be something that you have laid out for each one of us. God, I thank you. I thank you for today, for the membership that we have, for the support that is here, the love that is so prevalent. And I ask that you would bless this time in Jesus' name. Amen.